Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chase DeCoit talking about the Beef Quality Assurance Program. Back with Chase in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Chase DeCoit is the director of the BQA, Beef Quality Assurance Program, for the U.S. beef cattle industry. And he says that the program has always been about doing the right thing and then letting consumers know that's being done.
The BQA program, or Beef Quality Assurance, started about 30 years ago when we noticed some quality defects that were coming into the supply chain and into meat because of some live cattle practices and injection site lesions and the like that were occurring. And BQA was created to fix those problems. It was so good at fixing those problems that it continues to evolve. It continues to be an important program for our industry because it is effective at improving beef quality. And we measure that every 5 years through the National Beef Quality Audit, and we are improving as an industry. And BQA is a large driver of that positive improvement. So it's a tool, an education, and a certification that producers can use to improve their operations, improve how they manage their cattle, and overall improve beef quality in our entire industry.
I guess literally it was known kind of as that injection site program in those early days.
Yeah, definitely. In the early days, people referred to it as the injection site move from the hind to the neck. But today it's so much more than that. We have a really robust training. We talk about cattle health. We talk about biosecurity. We talk about transportation. It's really a total cattle management program because we've learned that from the way you handle your cattle to how you use those animal health products and the records you keep can improve meat quality.
When BQA first rolled out, it was an in-person, localized type training at local sale barns and the like. Today, cattle producers can still attend those local or regional type trainings in person, but more and more cattle producers are getting that information in a digital format. Earlier here in 2019,
we surpassed 50,000 online certifications in a platform that we just launched 2 years ago. So very impressive how the industry has really wrapped its arms around BQA, decided to go through those trainings and adopt the practices.
Somewhere along the way, BQA suddenly appeared on the radar of folks as far as being able to be kind of like a good housekeeping seal of approval that you could show consumers, hey, we care.
You know what? That's exactly right. We have really seen an uptick in the use of BQA to instill consumer confidence. We're seeing players in the supply chain wrap their arms around BQA, adopt BQA, and really ask cattle producers to participate in that program because they know it can improve consumer satisfaction, but also consumer confidence in our industry in regards to how we're responsibly raising beef cattle.
Where are we going with BQA? In other words, where's those next steps?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the BQA program, we continue to measure things. The 2016 Beef Quality Audit found some ways that we could improve in regards to transportation. Last year, we launched the BQA Transportation Program to combat that. We're seeing a lot of people enroll and educate themselves around best management practices in regards to transportation. And so I think as the next audit process occurs in the next couple of years here and we get some results from that, we'll see where the program goes and what we need to address to improve beef quality and the program.
So for that producer that either wants to brush up on what he's learned, or he wants to get into the program for the very first time, what do they do?
Yeah, certainly. We hope that all producers would be BQA certified, but if you haven't done that so far, a good place to start is on BQA.org. You can find the contact information for your state coordinator and see what local events you have to become BQA certified, or you can start your online certification right there.
Chase DeCoit on BQA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Vatchy Land and Cattle invite you to join them Saturday, June 29th at the Apache Auction Market for a complete dispersal sale featuring Angus, Sim Angus, and Red Angus cows and bulls, plus 300 head of 3 to 6-year-old spring calving pairs and 50 fall calving cows. Sale starts at noon. To review videos and descriptions of the stock up for sale, click over to www.apacheauction.com. The Vatchy Land and Cattle complete dispersal sale noon at the Apache Auction Market in Apache, Oklahoma, Saturday, June 29th. For more information, call 888-926-9696.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.